Today, we'd like to see the title of a cry out to God in Psalms chapter 75 up to 77. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in Psalm 75, verse 8, "For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he poured it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down." What does it mean with a cup of wine, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question to you in Psalm 76:10, "Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself." What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in Psalm 77, verse 1, "I cried out to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me." What does it mean? And explain the prayer in the scripture. And what can we learn from here? The author is Asa, the Levite's whole family, so like a generation to generation. Psalm 75, "Even though the wicked cause us suffering, we firmly believe that God will eventually destroy them." Psalm 76, "God's wrath against the wicked becomes our reason for praise." Psalm 77, "In our current suffering, remembering God's past victories brings us comfort and strength." 75 verse 1, "We give thanks to God, O God, we give thanks, for you wondrous works declare that your name is near. God manifests himself through his works. Your name is near to us everywhere." Verse 2 to 5, "When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly, Salah. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck." These are as if the Lord speaking here. These are prophetic and messianic in nature. The proper time is God's timing, even if we don't know it. During the proper time, or the millennial kingdom age, he will reign in justice, judging uprightly against the wicked, dissolved, and for the righteous firmly. It's against the boastful, the proud, and the blasphemous, lift up the horn, speak with a stiff neck. The wicked lift up the power for themselves, speak bad words against God. Selah is a pause or an interlude. Verse 6, "For education or promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south." Promotion or education comes from God. How people are constantly trying to promote themselves or some idea or some plan or some program that they are involved with. Don't lift up your own power on high. Don't speak with pride. The promotion comes from the Lord. God puts down the proud, exalting the humble. James 4:6, cross reference right there. 7. But God is the judge. He puts down one, exalts another. For in the hands of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed. He pours out in out. Surely its wrath shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. The cup of wine is the cup of God's wrath or God's judgment. To drink it means God's wrath judgment upon you. Shall no longer drink it. Drink it, not go unpunished. Surely drink of it. Drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Give her Babylon, the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. In the cup, mix double for her, double judgment upon her. So God poured out the cup or the wrath upon all the wicked or unbelievers, as God judges the world in righteousness. So it's learned that the just or the righteous live by faith. The righteousness doesn't come from yourself, but from God through your faith. All cross reference right there. 9-10. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. The author, Asa, praises God of Jacob against all other gods of heathens. The power of the wicked shall be cut off, but the power of the righteous shall be lifted up, because God does it so. 76, verse 1. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. It was most like during the reign of Hezekiah. Sennacherib, the king of Israel, invaded Judah. God heard over Hezekiah's prayer to God, slaying 185,000 Assyrians at a certain night. Asaph, the descendants of the chief musician Asaph, at David's time, declared God's marvelous victory. Yes, Judah knows that God's name is great in Israel. The cross reference right there, 2-9. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and sword of battle. Salah, you are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep. And none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse were cast into death. Sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence? When once you are angry, you caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth, Selah. Asa praised God's tremendous power, celebrating his defeat of Sennacherib's army. Salem is a shortening of Jerusalem. Zion is the Mount Zion. It is in the south of Jerusalem, where there is the tomb of David. His tabernacle is the temple of God on Moriah Mount, today the Dome of Rock at Moscow. So, verse 10. Surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Sennacherib invading Judah caused Hezekiah's wrath and God's wrath. Hezekiah's wrath led to prayer to God. God's wrath expressed the tremendous defeat of Assyrians. In consequence, Judah praised God. Thus, God's wrath against Sennacherib caused our praise. For example, Pharaoh's refusal, God's wrath led to God's multiplied wonders. Israel praised God. Now, that's a cross reference. Verse 11 of 12. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is awesome to the king of the earth. Keep vows to God. Make offering to awesome God. God shall cut off the spirit of a prince, the sons of kings, or kings' ministers. Our God is awesome or fearful to the kings of the earth. Note the vow is not recommendable in New Testament time. Chapter 77, verse 1. I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. The thought and progression of this psalm is similar to Psalm 73. It's shifted to focus from himself into God. While in Psalm 73, his view in the present time is lifted up to the eternity. Asaph did fervent prayers to God, crying out to God with my voice in double for emphasis. Prayer has been done upon faith. Here, look at faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things not seen. The general or broad definition of faith discerned by the Word of God, Christian faith. The prayer is in the Spirit, whose sword is the Word of God, not in flesh, as James warned the flesh things in prayer. Also, the prayer is never against the Word of God or God's will, but is discerned by the Word of God, as Jesus mentioned God's will over your prayer request. In the general or broad definition, even non-Christians may have the faith. For example, a Buddhist prayer to pass an exam. So Christian faith is from the general faith to be discerned by the Word of God, by which faith is hearing. Thus, the purpose of prayer is to get God's will, or to conform His will, not to pursue your will with almighty power of God. Otherwise, we would become carnal Christians, not much different from non-Christians, losing savor or flavor of the salt in the world. All cross-reference right there. Verse 2, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refuses to be comforted. Asaph was in deep trouble, praying without ceasing and fervently. When God delays the answer, we often don't understand it, but later is often discovered to work out his good purpose. Not your purpose. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. For example, approaching a lady dead, Lazarus for 4 days, Jesus made him alive. It revealed God's resurrection power from the dead to the people, not just the healing power in early days. Through her barren period, God had molded Hannah's heart to dedicate her son to the Lord via her petition. Samuel, even the ephemerate, was loyal to God during difficult times of Israel. It's all cross-reference right there, 3 to 10. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Salah, you hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit make a diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? As he in anger shut up his tender mercies, Salah. Here, 3 to 10, you know, 10 is the first of all. Then I said, this is my anguish, that is. When Asa focused on himself, his depression in verse 4, his doubt about God in verses 7 to 9, even in his remembered the song, meditation, and diligent search, his depression become different. This is my anguish in verse 10, the first part. Verse 10 to 20. And I said, this is my anguish, right? But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the work of the Lord. From the latter part of verse 10, but when Asa shifted to focus on God from himself, he praised God. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of the old. I will meditate all on you. Here, meditate too, right? Here, meditate on your work for meditate six. Your work and talk of your deeds. Your ways, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as God, as our God? In the sanctuary, his view was lifted up into the eternity from the present time, like Psalm 73:14. You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. God's wondrous strength may be found from the scripture or from your personal life. During depression, it will make you comfort, strength, or courage in the spirit. That's the way we need the meditation on all your work, not the verse 6. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you. You were afraid, they were afraid. The depths also trembled. Asa stated God's want to part the Red Sea. In the scripture, the miraculous work of God was restated from generation to generation, reminding God's love, care, or power to Israelites. Now it is to us through Jesus Christ. Right here, all cross reference, right there, 17 up 20. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent out the sun, your arrows also flashed above. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind, the lightning lit up the walls. This is like Moses received the Ten Commandments like that. The earth trembled and shook. Your ways was in the sea, Red Sea, your path in the great waves. Your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hands of Moses and Aaron. God's direction for Israelites on deserts by Moses and Aaron is spoken in a very poetic, beautiful way. So we covered the other questions. You may see the last part is a prayer broadcast, you know, delivery of the words of God and all kinds of things. So continue to keep on prayer as the mobile app for delivery of the Word of God effectively. Recently, Google mobile app has been approved, but still we are working over Apple mobile app is too. God bless you, everybody. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.